This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the human form.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The most wonderful 5 months of the year. Our Lassa Fest continues. We're roughly a third the way through. So, welcome.
I forget. It might technically be summer by the time this ends.
Yeah, no. I mean, it'd be well into, that's being optimistic that there's a summer.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know?
Oh, God, why do I have hiccups?
What was that noise? Do you want to elaborate on that, Cole?
That's Cole having hiccups is what that is. Cole had a tickle in his throat. Cole coughed, and because having hiccups while recording a podcast would be the worst possible thing, that's what happened.
Mm. Yeah, swallow that shit. Be a professional for once in your goddamn life. Yeah. Put that stuff away. So this is Nyarlathotep when he appears as anybody, like, man, that guy's sinister. You know? Then it's this.
Yeah. There's nothing like outright, like, you know, visibly bad about this. Like, this is not like the black man where, like, even his teeth are black, you know.
Yes.
This is it, just like characters, you know, evil mastermind characters from fiction. So, and also like some of my favorite villains. You have your Randall Flagg and your Leland Gaunt. You have your
Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yep, everybody's favorite.
Yeah, that everyone's favorite. It's my favorite villain.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. They do suppose that perhaps Christ was, in fact, Nyarlathotep,
which is a little too edgy high school atheist for me. Actually,
it's really pretty edgy.
Yeah, I like this other idea that he might have been one of the three kings or the wise men. Sure. Just whatever, whichever one of those motherfuckers brought myrrh.
Exactly, like sowing chaos via myrrh. And there's nothing really that interesting in this. It's just this is the apotheosis of the, like, all things are Nyarlathotep.
Yes, bit. You or me could be Nyarlathotep, and we might not know it until somebody 100%. Kills us, and then we split apart, and a big monster, a floating horror or whatever, rises into the sky goes back to rejoin Azathoth.
Hell yes. Like, just the fact that could happen at any time is pretty cool.
In fact, like, that is one of the few things that gives me hope, actually, because that might actually be the thing that, man, if that should, like, that could be waiting for me. Mm. Huh. Like, I don't believe in heaven.
But I believe in Azathoth. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, like, just because I always think about, like, how the other half lives with shit like that. Like, we talked about this before, I think, but let's say there's a zombie outbreak.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't want to be pinned under a rock as a zombie, but if it were just like a Walking Dead scenario, I might say, like, hey, you know, if I become a zombie, don't shoot me for like a minute. Like, I just want to see, like, it feels like, what if it's the ultimate orgasm and you have it constantly, you know?
Yeah,
maybe they're just very happy.
Yeah, well, you'll find the answers to this question and so many more in my young adult novel.
Like, Orgasm Zombie.
From the...
Dial O for... Dial Z for orgasm.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.